Oh, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Open the door. Move. That's his turn.
Nice.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Awesome!
He's got quickness. He can't get less than an 8.
Eight. On the raise. Your turn out.
Psychic power.
Oh, yeah. Psychic power. I'm like, what?
So net of a plus 3.
Net of a plus 3.
Minus 1.
Minus 1. So it's, you're at a joker.
8.
That'll hit.
Okay, D8 strength. Could I borrow a D4 from someone? Nine.
That'll shake him. His turn. I'll go ahead and spin a GM Benny. He unshakes. He will go ahead and swing at Ivan.
Oh, but I'm meaty.
Directly in front of him. Seven's gonna miss you.
My parry's a 7.
Then he'll just hit you. His strength is a D8. And his scythe is a D8.
Is that the Holy Temple bottom?
Nope.
Salt?
Nope.
We'll find something with that salt. We'll find something.
My toughness is a 6.
And that's one wound.
Okay,
spend a Benny and get a vigor check. Spend a Benny and get a vigor check!
That was actually 10, by the way.
That still shakes him.
Okay. I forgot the Joker plus 2 to damage.
Still shakes him.
Okay.
He is so smart. His turn!
I think. 11.
He'll take off his bag and begin suffocating. He has to succeed a fighting check against a prone, sleeping man.
Someone get in there!
On my turn.
Well, we have to get past the first guy first. That's going to be the hard part.
Yeah. If he's shaking, we can move right past him.
Can't move through him, though.
Yeah.
Your turn.
Can't do anything.
Yep.
Yes.
Tight. They didn't build the tavern with the idea of having fights in the hall. Or the
giant scarecrows that suffocate people.
Is there anything bull rusher equivalent in this game?
Nope.
Where are the windows?
Wait for that one. Right in front of the bathroom. And then one right here. For if you want to run away.
I thought about it. I almost did.
Alright, Ivan, your turn.
Six. 4.
Misses. Miss, miss, miss. Miss. Miss, miss, miss.
Just let
nope, it's normal.
There's lots of holes in that bag now.
This is now turn 2 of your speediness.
Big analogy for I have to worry about it. And I think it's a 3 person.
Your turn.
Do you have
2 per round.
2 per round.
No, neither do I.
I have a D4.
And it's 4 to activate.
You're fighting.
Yes. Yes.
1, 2, 3, 6.
Open the window.
And open the window.
Okay.
If anything, at least open the door.
Liam!
You can aid them.
Everyone has aid. Oh, let's see if his wife wakes up. Yes.
Honey? Oh! I would grab my gun, but it's in the other room.
Mine's so, probably right there.
Well, it depends. Do you have it laying out in the open?
Well, if there's a rack or hat rack.
There's probably not a gun rack in the
a gun rack, a hat rack.
What? That's what the closet is for.
Okay. So it's probably in the closet.
Wait, well, you guys aren't
Boy Scouts don't carry a bazooka in your backpack
at all times. It hasn't been invented yet?
Yeah, it hasn't
no.
been invented yet.
I do carry a sawed-off shotgun in my backpack at all times. You should invent it. I'm sorry,
okay.
I've already
climbing
invented a lot of other things.
None of us are rude scientists.
Do you actually have climbing?
No.
Okay.
Yes, neither of us have climbing.
Two.
Ah!
Actually, no. Let's see. No, you fall.
Ah.
9.
That beats my toughness to 6.
You shake yourself as you hit the ground. And apparently you hit a rake.
A fucking bear trap.
It's only 1 floor down. Bear trap.
What? Hit me and got like 3 raises.
The only way I could justify it is that they had like bear traps or something.
Stupid.
No, there's a random bear trap just lying around. You're so lucky.
It was a random crazy guy hunter.
9. 10.
What did I get?
King. The king. You got the king of spades, which is Vader.
Vader. Yeah. He's a Vader.
11.
Hit with a raise.
I borrowed D4, Ivan.
1983. What did you get?
Eight.
You shake him. His turn. Young shakes. If he succeeds this time, this guy goes to dying. 6 versus 4. He is now dying. Alright. 9. Item.
Mini attacks.
Oh, hold on. Let's see. She needs a guts check. D4 minus 2.
Fear table time, yeah.
She's just an 18-year-old girl.
Model the Ekmok model was named after. What did you say the guy's name was?
What?
We had the economic debate when we were at CC.
My name's Tyler.
13. She now develops a minor phobia.
Of scarecrows.
Not magical scarecrows, just scarecrows in general.
Oh, not Mr. Proofs, but we talk about how the
all right.
model of
yep.
Keynesian.
Keynesian?
With?
That was
yeah, the other day you were saying there's a man in it.
Oh, there we go.
It's Keynes.
You said it was Keynes. I never
hit with
that.
So.
No. That was Tyler. I don't remember names.
Oh, there we go. 12. 14. That's a wound.
Recently? Schumpeterian.
Ways clear. That was my first.
Yes, that was your first round.
You killed it?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Then you move.
And then. 3 more attacks.
Can you do that? Can you split attacks?
Because of quickness, yes. It's a very expensive power.
Yeah. They say combat mages benefit the most from this.
Yes, it's a very expensive power.
All you need to do is
7.
Mm-hmm. Shake him.
But right now, Ivan has spent 6 of his, 10 points?
4, because this is the third round.
This is the third round?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, you're right.
So, next round, it'd be 6. Fourth round, or fifth round would be 8.
You can use it for six rounds.
Yes.
Assuming you don't use any other powers.
Nope.
That one will hit him.
The only one that can save him is Jessica.
Would that kill him?
It's a knife wound. Because basically I'm saying that he's a random bystander because he's kind of stabbing into a grapple because he's suffocating him.
That's true.
I will say we do kind of want to avoid injuries here, because there's scarecrows in the hallway. Sorry.
If you roll 1 on your fighting die, you hit him.
Got 9.
Minus 2 is 7, you'll hit.
So 2 hits so far?
Mm-hmm.
No, only 1.
Oh, just 1.
Just 1.
You roll...
The first one missed.
Yeah.
I got a 1.
Oh. I thought you rolled a 7 before that.
That was on the last guy.
And that's a 5 that misses. So you got 1 hit.
Okay. Got a shake with this.
Huh. Nothing.
No.
Jessica.
Taunt, Peg, taunt!
What? I'm sorry, you pulled before I was ready!
Fucking hunters.
I won't be able to do anything this turn. I have to run to get to him.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Can't go through a wall.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yep. You'd have to run.
Yep.
And running is an action.
So. Well, you'd be at -2. You want to wind up over here? Right here?
Oh, I see.
In here?
All up in his
right
face?
Here?
If I can get inside, but that's going through his space.
No, because you're going diagonal through a doorway.
You can do that in this game. You can't in other games. Depends on the rules.
Okay. You want to stab into melee?
Not really.
Roll one.
Usually, you don't have to worry about the bystanders when you're stabbing into a melee, but since he's grappled and suffocating him.
Can I punch?
Yeah, you can punch.
That way I won't do any damage. What are my minuses?
Net of -1. You miss.
You probably would have missed no matter.
Ryan? Yes, you would have.
You have to unshake, Ryan.
Yes, you do.
Oh.
You've been wounded.
Well, that rake. You can stand up.
Yeah, you can't stand up. That takes up 2 of the movement. So he's at least moving there.
Assuming he unshakes.
No, that's half his movement.
He can move. Unshake
spirit.
Spirit.
Okay. Oh, you get up and kind of stagger along. All right. Nuka. 7. 5. 2. 3. 3. 4, 6, 8. Is it 8 or lower?
I think it's 8 or lower.
Lower than 8. So you got an 8. He gets a 5. 8 goes first.
Stab him. Stab him.
And try to stab the guy.
Miss.
That's a 6.
Miss. Just hits.
Okay.
Nothing. One of the things you guys do notice is that these guys actually are fleshy. They're not actually full of hay.
Did the guy disappear or anything?
Nope. When he's laying there on the ground.
Cool.
Okay, good. We do have some sort of proof that
mm-hmm.
You know how to murder people?
Jessica.
I have to remember correctly, the Scarfos did have the bodies in them after they died. Well,
don't you have other attacks?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Now you've spent 6 power points, because this is the 4th round.
That's
5 misses, plus 1 for gang up from Jessica. 6, that hits.
So you need a 7.
You need a 6 to it. Yeah.
Well, for
two
him.
Hits. Okay, 2 hits. Yes, you are correct. Your strength is not a d10.
No.
Tiny Asian woman angry!
Nothing. And nothing. Your turn.
Wow.
He's playing a flurry fighter. That's why I don't mind him having 6 attacks.
And I'm just not a melee person.
Yeah. 4. 5.
It's 3.
Huh?
-2 for first stabbing
okay,
into
so
a grapple.
Okay, so 4.
Why -2 for stabbing into a grapple?
Because that's the rule you've been using.
I'm using my fist.
That's
not my dagger.
You don't have a -2 to hit when
then
you're punching.
Then why did I have a -2 previously?
Because you ran.
You ran! That's an action.
Sorry.
5 plus 1 is 6.
No.
No.
She ran. She was
that's
over here.
-2. If you roll a 1 on your fighting die, then you hit.
I get that. For some reason, my brain told me there was also a penalty.
So you punch him.
You're using an ED.
Roll your damage.
same as with a dagger?
No, it's just your strength, because you're just punching. Five a heart.
What did I get?
Two.
Oh.
Well, he kills the guy.
He goes. No, he drops it. There's better thing, people to kill. You kidding me? That guy's... He's useless. Besides, actually, he wants to kill him. But he's not here.
Why?
Plots.
You're stabbing him a lot. You're punching him. She's in the corner, whimpering and sobbing. He's on the ground, effectively unconscious.
I tried to put that...
He doesn't have a sweep or anything, so I do have to decide which of you I want to kill.
Wait, was it brownish?
Looked like either bread or butter or something.
You know what? Both of you have done just about as much damage. You're low, you're high. You're gonna die. Ugh. Seven.
Is it that fairy?
Ten.
That's a wound.
I don't got any.
You take a wound and you're shaken. Five. See if you can unshake this turn.
Yes.
You unshake. You get it to move three.
I move to a adjacent square.
Got plus two gang up.
Nine.
You hit.
D4, please.
I'm the only knife fighter, and I'm sorry.
Fear my vicious, vicious scarecrows. Joker! Three. Eight. Ten. Jack. All right, Jessica, you're up. You have a net of plus four. You're going to hit with a raise. Your punch does 2d6.
Knife.
Oh, you're pulling your knife.
Because he's not grabbing.
I had a knife in my hand the entire time.
That's fine. I shank you! 10.
10, 15.
17.
All I see is he needs to turn his back on me.
Yeah. You know, that's when tigers strike.
I went for the neck.
But he does. He's dead. Frunk. And she's still going, whimpering. He's kind of...
What are you doing? Just run.
I finally climb up back there.
Can someone resuscitate him? He don't look too heavy. He look kind of blue.
Oh, my honey!
Die.
Yeah, you resuscitate him. He just needs some air.
He's fine.
So there are now two bodies here, and
poke him. Is it really supernatural, or is it
you're poking them?
Is it really supernatural, or is it
you're poking a person?
Okay. Well,
I'll take the bag off the head.
Yeah.
Hang on. Let me move these guys first. I'll take those two downstairs, and I will get the owner. I will get this.
What was that commotion upstairs?
I allow you guys to investigate now as I distract them.
I'm actually gonna go get the sheriff now.
Okay. The bag.
I'll investigate. If you have an objection, tell me, Jessica.
No. I'm giving you guys time to investigate. Look at the bodies, but if you're
the two people with investigate are
I'm
here.
I'm looking at the body right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Then continue.
All right. So you're downstairs. Dupik's like, what happened? What's going on upstairs?
We were attacked.
Bagalus! The Strangler!
No, they had weapons.
The Tigra?
Maybe.
You pull off the mask and the bag, and what you see is you actually see a fairly fresh corpse, and you guys actually recognize him from the missing posters. One of the eight people who died and went missing. The body went missing.
I would pull off the mask from the other one.
Yeah. Well, he already had his mask off because he was strangling someone with it.
Oh.
But these guys...
So we need to find out who has the book.
I had the book.
Obviously, you're evil and must be cursed.
The Tigra must die!
Okay, another book.
Maybe there is another book. Or someone has a page or something.
The sheriff will.
I don't know.
You look excited and. You covered in blood?
I don't think so, considering I never actually hit or I never.
You were near enough to be stabbed.
Get some splatting.
Well, two men dressed like scarecrows attacked us in the middle of the night and tried to strangle the people in the room next door to us.
Shit.
They wouldn't listen to reason.
Basically, he'll come running. And he will, the car's got to go, my goodness!
Is there anything else he has on him before they get there?
No, they actually just have bags.
Bags and sides?
Bags and sides.
And their clothes, I hope?
Yes.
No. Their clothes naked. Disappeared
he
on
did.
Death.
He did say his sleeves are stuffed with straws, but I suppose it doesn't mean he doesn't have anything else. He could just have sleeves.
Yeah. I know that it has been stuffed with hay and whatnot, and it does actually look like, you know, he's got wood chips on his back, so someone was actually using him as a scarecrow.
Huh.
Creepy. So
I think that's how it was last time, too. Mm-hmm. The scarecrow we were trying to kill had a body in it.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
It actually didn't have a body inside it.
No. It was an actual scarecrow. We were just saving the guy that was.
That's why it was so annoying to try and shoot the damn thing.
And we just know that the guy we were trying to save was going to be a victim.
That's why we could stab these and, you know, actually.
Yeah, you could stab them. There's something fleshy there.
Okay, well, I guess that's all we have time for.
Basically, the sheriff will kind of take your statements. Yeah.
I am calming the two down. That is my job.
Out the window. Kindly.
Oh, sorry. He just calmly open the door. You kick it.
I am Batman.
Like he just left.
Best part of that movie.
All right. It's 9:45. Do we want to call it here, or do we want to go a bit further?
I'd like to call it. I do have something I need to write for class.
Okay. Then, having survived the scarecrow attack, you guys will continue the Echoes of the Pumpkin King next time.
No one to talk gaming with around here.
What you need, my friend, is the Gamer's Haven.
Gamer's Haven? What's that?
The Gamer's Haven is a podcast that talks about all sorts of tabletop games, RPGs, card games, board games, and more. And if you have a need of a fix of role-playing, listen to one of their many actual play podcasts. They have ones for Deadlands, Dungeons & Dragons 4E, Pathfinder, and more. Just go to www.gamershavenpodcast.com to find them.
Wow! Are you some sort of sage?
No, I am just a guy from New Jersey doing a really bad accent. Go to the Gamer's Haven now!
You've been listening to the Gamer's Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamer's Haven by purchasing Gamer's Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamer's Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
That's not canon.
This is the Vorpal Network.